Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this altar daily. Welcome also to Tuesday, the second day in September. Second day in month 9. 2 as a number represent witness and agreement. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1. By the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, every truth shall be established. Spiritually, the second day is a day of alignment. The 9th month in the Bible represents fruitfulness, and then the bridging, building, giving to birth of new things, of a baby and other new things. Let me connect all these dots in praying for everyone today. Who is this person? Something good is coming in your life. I prophesy to your life all that the number 2 and 9 represent shall be fulfilled for you. Day 2 is for double. 2 is for agreement. Whoever must agree with you on certain issues of life will agree. I prophesy your boss will agree with you. Your spouse will agree with you. Your customers and clients shall agree with you. Your supervisor or anyone whose opinion and approval you require for your next level and for progress shall be in agreement with you on those issues. I don't know who this person is and which country you reside. Your pending application shall be approved, signed, and delivered. You shall rejoice. Your check shall be signed and your money paid. Who is this person? Something you have lost hope on, you consider not possible again. I decree and declare impossibility shall be made possible for you. Who have you been calling and is not picking your call, and you desperately need to speak to that person for your next level? Whoever that person is, mention the name of the persons 7 times to God and say, Mr., Mrs., Chief, Doctor, Prof, or Pastor, whatever, I call your name before God. Mention that name. Make the same statement 7 times. End it by saying, in Jesus' name. That's right. That person will call you within a short time from now. And if he's not calling, in the next 3 hours, you call back. Or call late this evening or tomorrow morning. There shall be a positive response. Everyone, lay hands where you have pains in your body for healing prayers. Do so by faith. I prophesy your healing. Be healed. I say be healed. Sicknesses and afflictions, leave your victims now. You are in the wrong place and on the wrong person. Go and drop off in Jesus' name. Shout, I am healed 5 times. Then start doing what you couldn't do before. You will discover that something has dropped off. You are healed. Everyone, raise your phone for alert upon alert prayers again today. Have you done so? I prophesy. Receive grace for alert upon alert. Alert upon alert. God will inspire good people to pay good money into your account. Your products, your goods, and your services will sell out. Those owing you are coming to pay in the name of Jesus. Say amen. September 2, born people, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. I decree that your birthday this year marks the beginning of new opportunities, greater heights, and divine speed in all areas of your life, in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Right, listeners, welcome to the last week of the 3 weeks we declared for questions and answers and teachings. First issue today, my wife has worked out on me since March. I have been trying to reach her on phone. All I saw was the paper he served me for divorce. She is lying on the paper served me that I have threatened to kidnap her. Sir, I'm a disabled person, will have no ability to do such a thing, even if I had wanted to do so. Wow. One of the challenges we have on this platform on matters like this is not having the opportunity of hearing from the other partner, except they are both on this platform together, and the other partner will respond. Well, I think your wife's main problem might be that she's tired of living with a disabled person, even though we don't know what your disability is, or call it physically challenged person. A woman once narrated her ordeal to me of marrying and living with a physically challenged person. She said, it is better imagined than experienced. According to her, you have to be there with him all the time. Then I asked, but you saw him that way before you got married to him. She said to me, ah, daddy, I married him out of pity and sympathy. I felt that since he's a human being, somebody had to marry him. And I thought that I was doing that as a service to God. So then she said, but now I regret every day. Maybe that is what your wife is also doing. Anyway, don't lose hope and don't regret forever. Be in prayers. What you did not tell us is whether you have children together. The other woman whose case I just referred to had 3 children for the man who today are graduates, matured, married, and they are doing well. That in itself is a consolation and a compensation. God will intervene for you. Next, good morning, sir. Please, can I know the time and where the single parents, I mean those that are looking for husband, meet? I listen to Turning Point every day from our church, but the time and the date, you didn't mention it. Wow, I said the other time when the issue came up that we have not picked a particular day, time, or venue for such coming together. Someone then asked if we can set up a platform for online meeting, and I pointed out the danger of setting up such a forum on a platform because there is no way we can monitor or control it. So we do not create room for fake people to take advantage of innocent women, especially. I then advise that for now, till we are able to sort it out, people around the Prayer Mountain centers should be attending our weekly Prayer Mountain meetings. That way, people will be meeting, they will be in close proximity, and relationship can trigger off, and then you know the character of who you are relating with. By the grace of God, we will soon find a way around it. I know that many men and women wish they could have a forum of meeting and praying together for getting married with themselves again. The Lord will teach us how to handle it. Next, let me read these two together since they are similar. Daddy, please, sir, let me know how I can be part of the great noble vision of rescuing Nigeria. Thank you very much, sir. The next one. I would like to be part of the Directorate of Politics and Governance you spoke about some days ago. Well done for all you do, sir. Wow. For the time being, what our advice is that you locate the PFN office in your state and in your local government. Talk to the PFN chairman in your state or your local government who will introduce you to the DPG director, either in the state or the local government. Start attending their meeting and you will understand their activities. Wow. We will continue from here tomorrow. Rebroadcast this to your contact. If you miss our crossover vigil on Sunday night / early Monday morning, please visit our Facebook and our YouTube platform to listen, to watch, listen, receive the message, pray the prayers, and sow the crossover sacrificial seed of September to remember. Do your own. Others are doing their own, and many people are still doing it. Do so. Tomorrow is the Prayer Monday in our Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m., Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market. Thursday is the Prayer Monday in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Anuyo, 7 to 9 a.m., and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., as usual. Be physically there. Our seed this month is the seed of 99999. As many nines as you can sow or add, it is working. Do yours. Pay your tithe and sow your battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the welfare seed. Thanking God and praying to Him, sowing, paying tithe and sowing seed are our covenant work with God for as long as we live. Don't be tired. Don't feel it's too much. We are alive to do the work of God. I pray for everybody today. The power of God will rest on you. This month has opened for you. It will pour God's blessings. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a wonderful day and a fruitful month. Bye.